It was a day of theater on the Capitol campus. On the steps of the State House, improv as crowds gathered for music, speeches, and chants. Inside, on the House floor, a more formal script.
The House will be in order.
That order didn't last long. A group of unionized teachers waited for the House to adjourn for the day, then unfurled a banner from the fourth floor balcony and started chanting. Seattle history teacher Jesse Hagopian, costumed in a yellow shirt that read, "I am a teacher," was cast in the lead role. He led the chanting and was escorted from the House gallery by state troopers. Outside, he held up a pair of plastic handcuffs.
What I'm prepared to do is make a citizen's arrest of the state legislature for breaking the state law.
Hagopian charges Washington lawmakers are failing to live up to their paramount duty to fully fund basic education. In a bit of foreshadowing, he said he was prepared to be arrested himself. Next, a group of students and Occupy activists occupied the Senate's public galleries. Their chants fell in a mostly empty chamber, although a few Democratic senators applauded, took pictures, and a couple even stuck around to hear what the protesters had to say. The main theme of the protest is budget cuts have gone too far, and lawmakers need to turn to taxes. Governor Chris Gregoire has proposed a half-penny sales tax increase. There was plenty of support for that proposal, but it was not universal. Doug Nielsen is a unionized state employee. He stood on the Capitol steps with a sign that read, "No sales tax."
We shouldn't be taxing ordinary people in a regressive tax that's counter-stimulus. You know, how's that going to fix anything? It's because the 1% still control this Capitol building.
Supporters of the sales tax idea say nothing else could raise as much money as quickly. A few feet away from Nielsen was a man in a wheelchair wearing a VFW hat. He held a manila folder that said simply, "Cut deep now." You might say Douglas Curley was cast in the role of foil to the No More Cuts protesters.
We need to cut the size and scope of government tremendously.
For the last act, the action moved indoors again.
Good afternoon.
To a legislative hearing room and the House Budget Committee. As a staff member briefed lawmakers, an interruption from offstage. From the back of the room emerged, yes, you guessed it, Seattle history teacher Jesse Hagopian. He marched to the front of the room.
We therefore issue
this citizen's arrest warrant.
Soon, though, it was Hagopian who was under arrest for disorderly conduct. A phalanx of state troopers hustled him out the back of the hearing room. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.